Hi, Bob. Hi, Tom. Thanks again, Christy. We're the Love Brothers. You know, fellas, with our many successful business ventures, we've been asked by the U.S. government to actually help out in the Middle East.
Really?
We have created an exciting adult entertainment compound.
Really? Yeah.
Now it's called Get Your Iraqis Off.
Exactly. It just makes good business sense, Sonny.
Yeah.
Anyway, basically what we're doing is giving these guys something to kiss besides the boots of their captors, so to speak.
Okay. How thoughtful.
Uh-huh. You know, these guys are in a sad state of affairs. They're so used to being around these camels that when they finally saw real women, they went nuts. Right, Sonny?
That's right.
They're so happy now they finally don't have to use their ladders anymore.
You know, so far the camp's been going pretty well. In fact, it seems that the Iraqi POWs, their favorite hot love babe so far has been Clarice.
That's exactly right, Sonny. In fact, fellas, when Clarice kneels toward Mecca, the line behind her stretches for miles.
You know, with all these POWs, we didn't just want them just standing around, so we decided, hey, they need a little recreation, too.
Yeah, so we came up with an innovative concept. We're going to do like an amusement park modeled after Six Flags Over Texas.
Yeah, it's just that ours is called Six White Flags Over Iraq.
That's right. Very appropriate, Sonny. You know, our motto is, at Six White Flags Over Iraq, the admission is free even though our guests aren't.
Yeah. You know, our Love Brothers engineers have been very busy planning some great rides. I think the Iraqi POWs are really going to love them. In fact, we have a water fun park area that's modeled after Typhoon Lagoon that you may be familiar with.
Yeah, ours is called Oil Slick Lagoon. And basically, it turns what's otherwise a boring paddle boat ride into a high-speed experience, right, Sonny?
Yeah. And as a reminder to our Iraqi guests, this is a no-smoking attraction.
That's right, Sonny. Then, there's the exciting haunted bunker, right, Sonny?
Yeah.
It's basically a dark sand berm with the frightening thunder of piped-in B-52 raids, right, Sonny?
Very scary.
Plus,
it contains a life-size poster of Barbara Eden in her genie costume.
That's right. We were going to have pictures of Iraqi women without the veils.
Yeah.
But it was too frightening.
Yeah, way too frightening.
Anyway, that's the haunted bunker, which, by the way, is always a short line, Sonny.
Yeah, there's no problem getting into that attraction.
Finally, our biggest attraction is called Big Thunder Minefield. which, by the way, is another short line, guaranteed.
Very rarely a line for that attraction. You know, fellas, one of the things we've been so concerned about is these Iraqi soldiers have not been eating very well for quite some time.
Not at all. They're starved.
And they're actually turning to our POW camp to provide them with high-quality, tasty, nutritious meals.
So what we did was we set up our own restaurant for these guys, and we'll be the first to admit the quality of the food isn't that great, but they seem to love it. Tell them what it's called, Sonny.
It's called Alpo, folks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Talk about low overhead. Yes, Alpo, folks.
Yeah.
We got to get going, fellas, because we just got a phone call, and we've got a backup in our most popular attraction.
What's really? That?
It's a small, small latrine. We'll see you later, dudes.